Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bull and Fox on this Friday. Yes, indeed. We talked it up for days and days. Actually, who might be on the line?
I don't know.
Keith Morrison, yeah. I'm. You know what? I'm stunned right now. I'm stunned that we were.
Nonsense. That's fine. I don't mind.
Now, Keith. Here's the thing. I've got to set the table here because I've been a huge fan of the show for a while. Dustin, who would normally be in here for the interview, also has become a big fan. I would like to say, and Keith, just nod at me. Keith Britton, our producer. Just nod at me, like I've kind of drawn you guys in as even bigger fans of the show. But for you, you hear these impersonations all the time. Like, are you do you roll your eyes at them at this point? Like, what does it mean to you?
It's really kind of nice when people do that. They imitate me better than I imitate you guys.
Like Bill Hader.
Can you do it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not. See. I'm not even close to Bill Hader as far. The Bill Hader impersonation is very funny.
Yeah.
All right. Now
it's pretty good.
I've got to ask you about the Saturday Night Live skit because if I'm not mistaken, didn't you tell a story? And we're talking to Keith Morrison from Dateline NBC. They've got a new episode tonight. Where Are the Children? An exclusive investigation into the disappearance of kids.
Yeah, this story tonight. Oh my golly. Whoa.
I love it. I almost don't. I want to let him keep going. All right. So, your daughter hears Bill Hader or somebody on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So tell me about
Saturday Night Live. Yeah, she was on the East Coast, living on the East Coast, and I'm out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Phone rang at whatever it was, 12 o'clock or something, or 9 o'clock West Coast time, and. This young woman is screaming into the phone. I thought something terrible had happened to her, but eventually she gets it out that we have to watch Saturday Night Live. And I kept asking why, and she said, just watch it. So we did. And so that was the first time that it happened. And it's a queer feeling, I must tell you, when you see somebody doing a full-on parody of yourself on national television. It's about the strangest thing I'd ever encountered. So I didn't quite know what to think, but it was very well done, and it was clearly extremely funny. I sort of had to pick myself up off the floor.
Keith, so you you go through years and years, you've been with them since 95. I mean, is this, you've kind of carved out your niche, and by your niche, I mean, like Josh Mankiewicz, is great at what he does, and Andrea Canning and Dennis Murphy. Uh-huh. But yours is different, and I mean it's probably by design, is it not?
Well, we each of us does what we do, and nobody at the program has ever told us not to be who we want to be, which is great. I mean, this is a wonderful place to work. Everybody is extremely professional here. They do all the hard work. I have all the fun. But essentially, the marching orders are just go out, tell the story the way you feel it ought to be told. And, we do all the requisite fact-checking and all that grown-up stuff, but they leave the storytelling methods to Josh and Andrea and Dennis and me.
Keith Morrison, Dateline NBC, is our guest here on Bull and Fox, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Okay, are there some stories that come across for producers or maybe
Ram Hotline?
A North Olmsted Ram Chrysler Hotline. Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, yes.
How do you even say that in one go?
You know, I want to leave it out because we don't have that much time for this. So I'm trying to leave out all of the, you know how your bosses are like, oh, you got to get that read in.
Oh,
that,
I know.
I don't give a damn about that.
When I heard you do that, I thought, geez, that was pretty good.
All right. Any stories that come across? Because I'm sure like maybe you come across certain stories or the producers come across certain stories. When the producers get certain stories, they go, oh, my gosh, that one is absolutely earmarked. And a layup for Keith Morrison, or is it just next man up or next woman up as far as the story to be told?
We arm wrestle for them. We've got to the point where we all love each other, and so it's good natured. But there's a certain amount of competition because you see something coming along and you say, oh boy, that's I want to do that one, and then you discover one of the other correspondents has been going after it too. So yeah, there's some of that, but it just adds to the kind of the juice of it all. You know, it's good.
Now there is a serious part to all of this. I mean, we have fun, and there's purities.
Serious.
But I mean, for you, like, do you ever go like, oh man, this is should I be doing this? Should I be? I mean, this is a very serious.
All the time.
Do you? Okay.
Yep. All the time, and. I struggle with that, I've been in this business for hundreds of years, it seems like. I mean, a long, long time. I was in the business long before I ever came to Dateline, and I always had that problem when it was this kind of story where a family, a person, has suffered a tremendous tragedy, and we are going to report on it, and we're going to talk about the intimate details of a family's existence, and... you know, you don't necessarily want your personal linen displayed for the whole world to see. And I get that. And so we are careful about the way because when you go to talk to people who are bereaved in a situation like that, and they are probably talking to us because they want the story of their loved one to be broadcast, to get out there for the world, but they're hurting at the same time. So it's a delicate balance.
Keith Morrison, Dateline NBC, a few more minutes with him. Now, you're going to, this show tonight that we were just promoting, you're going to be doing that one. One of the things that I've noticed over the years, and again, I'm a big fan. I totally admit it. I watch Dateline all the time, become a big fan of you. But one of the things I've noticed about your style is, okay, this one's set in Idaho or... You know, Wisconsin. You seem to do a lot of work in terms of making sure you know the lay of the land and maybe a landmark of the land. Uh-huh. Like you do that in the very beginning. Sure. Is that by design? Is that important to your work?
Well, yeah, yes. I mean, you want to now imagine you're going to pick up a novel, a murder mystery novel. It doesn't really matter who wrote it or when it was written. It could be 100 years ago or last week. You're going to find out pretty soon what the setting is for this story. It's an important element of it. And, you know, so you establish that and you want to do it with to try to make people feel it and see it in their mind's eye as well as just watching the television. And then everything else flows from there.
Are you a sports fan, Keith?
I am off and on a sports fan. I'm a hypocrite where it comes to sport.
Oh, we all are. Don't worry about
that. Tremendously hypocritical, yes.
So, I mean, you're from Canada, so hockey, is that number one on your list if you had to choose?
Well, you know, one in Canada, you grow up with hockey, especially if you come from Saskatchewan, which is me.
Yep.
A lot of the, you know, most of the young men in the NHL for years were from small towns in Saskatchewan. I probably knew half of them. Went to school in the same elementary school as Gordie Howe. And played on the same outdoor skating rink as he did, you know, years after he did, but just the same.
That's huge. Now, speaking of your days in Saskatchewan, now, Keith, I've heard from a few people that you were kind of a bit of a trouble. I mean, you got in trouble quite a bit. You were into tomfoolery and a bunch. Is that true, Keith? Is that true?
No, absolutely not. I swear to God.
Now, I read in GQ, so, I mean, GQ doesn't lie. You know that, Keith. You know that.
Yes, absolutely. No, well, occasionally, you know, one has to get into trouble a little bit. I tried to do your job once about, you know,
no money
back
in
around
it,
the beginnings of radio many, many years ago. And I don't know how you do it. I mean, it's a remarkable talent to be able to talk on the radio with that kind of perspicacity. I'm impressed.
Oh, the vocabulary. All right. In wrapping up, first of all, let me just say it has been a total pleasure to bring you on here in Cleveland on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Real quick, do you still get royalty checks from the Seinfeld episode that you were?
You know what? I do. I mean, that was that little walk-on part, which I did over a lunch hour one day, and it was just kind of, they were looking for somebody, and I guess they called up the newsroom, and I was available or something. So I walk over and did this. Didn't think a thing about it, but now almost 30 years ago.
Kramer is a serial killer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like it's $7 or something like that. Maybe $5.95, but just about every month a check comes along. It's
well,
pretty funny.
Keith, your work is, in my opinion, unparalleled. I think you do a great job, and looking forward to tonight, a new episode. Dateline NBC investigates disappearance of Idaho kids in a case gripping the nation, and who else?
Oh, this is what a story this is. Oh, my God.
This is a two-hour one, right? 2 hours?
It is. And, you know, we've been tramping around through six states and thousands of miles covering this story the last couple of weeks, and it's a mind-boggler, right? And just keeping it straight has been very interesting.
Could you do me a quick, real quick favor, a liner for, I do a show at night. It's called Chico After Dark. And if you, the only way that you can,
you do Chico After Dark.
Chico After Dark.
The Chico After Dark.
What could possibly happen after the sun goes down?
I don't know, man. Yeah. So what would you like?
Just, if you want, just say, hey, join Chico After Dark Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight, right here on 92.3 The Fan. Is that?
You think I can remember all that?
You're a very intelligent guy. All right, how about just join Chico After Dark, or anything Chico After Dark is fine.
That makes sense.
All right.
Yes. Join Chico After Dark if you dare.
Keith, you are the absolute best. Thank you so much for the time. And
thank you.
We'll continue to watch. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care.
All right, you too. That's...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.